Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I spent all this time teaching people how to share their voice with the world, you know, market their personal brand, get their story out about who they are and what they want to accomplish in life. And one of the things that really surprised me when I started doing this was how many people would come up to me and say, but Brendan, how do you deal with rejection? And these were often adults, which really blew my mind, because I was a really young guy back then, and it'd be, you know, 45, 55, 65 year old folks saying, well, Brendan, I, you know, how do you deal with rejection? I thought, what do you mean? And there would be this insecurity in their voice as they asked that question. And I thought, wait, you're an adult and still struggling with ideas about rejection? I think that's really unfortunate. And I think it shows that sometimes people live an unexamined life, that they're willing to not question themselves. I mean, shouldn't we have all gotten over and kind of dealt with rejection pretty young? I mean, high school, college level stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to be insensitive, people. I just think that sometimes they don't understand math and odds. That we think rejection is this thing that happens all the time. So what happens is so many people guide their life based on this fear that they're going to be rejected. So they don't take action. They don't start new things. They don't chase their dreams because they're worried what other people are going to think, that they're going to be rejected and deemed unworthy or unlovable or, you know, not adequate in some way or another. And you think, well, that's so sad. Because rejection, the actual form of rejection that shapes people's identity and hurts them, happens so rarely. And if you don't believe it, then that's an internal fear, not the reality of the universe. And let me prove this to you just with some basic data. I've traveled around the globe, you know, well over, most of the globe now. And here's what I find out over and over and over again when I speak to audiences. I always do this little simple activity where I say, if you've ever been rejected in a way where it hurt, you know, it hurt and formed and shaped your identity in a way. I mean, it was a significant hurt that you felt it, and it changed how you felt about yourself and what you might want to go and accomplish in the world. If you've ever felt that before, would you raise your hand? Everyone raises their hand. And I say, well, if you've ever been rejected by, let's say, three people who really rejected you in that way, that you were really, I mean, just shot down, hurt, and it changed who you are and what you wanted to accomplish in life. How many's ever happened that with three people? A bunch of people raise their hand again. And I start escalating that number from 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 to 15 to 20 to 30. Here's what's amazing. I've done this all over the world with audiences with thousands of people in them, okay? Thousands of people. Here's the average across all those audiences all around the world, doesn't matter the culture. The average number, about 7. So anywhere between 5 and 7. Meaning, people say between 5 and 7 people hurt their feelings enough with a real rejection, not one of those, well, I'm sorry, I can't go out with you, I'm washing my hair stuff. I mean, somebody where they really criticized you and rejected you in a way that hurt. The average person says 5 to 7 people rejected them like that. Now, there are some people who have more than that, but I'm saying the average is 5 to 7. And yet, so many people, when I ask, well, how many of you are so scared of rejection, almost everyone raises their hand. And it's like, wait a second, you're scared of something that barely ever happens? Because the second question I ask is, well, how many of you have ever interacted with, let's say, 10 people? And when you interact with those 10 people, it went just fine. They were nice to you, they were polite, they were patient, or they just didn't care one way or another. How many of you ever met 10 people like that? Everyone raised their hand. Then I say, well, how many of you ever interacted with, met, known, or associated with, let's say, 100 people in your life? And you've known 100 people, and 100 people, they were fine with you. Everyone raised their hand. I take that number up to literally thousands. Everyone's still raising their hand because we've all met with, interacted with, known, or associated with, you know, literally thousands of people in our lives. And most of them could care less, didn't criticize, were generally supportive. And it's like, wait a second. You're basing your life and you're directing yourself based on this fear of rejection that maybe has happened on average for people between 5 and 7 times. But thousands of people you've interacted with were cool with you, or at least let you do your own thing and didn't criticize it.
And it's like, wait a second, if you realize those numbers, you did the math, like 5 people, 1,000. 5 people aren't supportive of you, but 1,000 were and were fine with you. You think about that math for a second, automatically, statistically, mathematically, 5 out of 1,000, these are the freaks. They're the oddities, they're the weirdos. They don't make computational sense over here. You're worried about what the minority, I mean, the tragic minority in that sense, 5 out of 1,000? You've got 1,000 people who got your back. You could storm these 5 people, right? So you have to realize that rejection actually barely ever happens. We fear it because when we were young and it happened, it felt so real and so big, but come on, as we get older, we have to gain that greater sense of awareness and maturity that says, you know what? I am my own person. I'm gonna be myself regardless.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is gonna help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Some people say, well, Brendan, you can't expect that from people because they have so much fear. It's like, well, why does fear get so much credit? Because people also have so much power. People have so much strength. People have so much in themselves that actually could be heroic tendencies if they focus on that as much as they focused on their inadequacies. So why are we giving everyone a buy card and saying, oh, it's okay that you're still scared of rejection? I don't think that's okay. I think it's rather we should say, let's have a higher ambition for ourselves as human beings to allow ourselves the freedom to be who we are, to genuinely express ourselves. Yes, will some people criticize? Absolutely. Everyone's gonna say something. So what? I'm not gonna limit my service or my message to the world based on what other people think. And by the way, who are we fearing the most anyway? Usually the people we fear are the harsh critics. But let's talk about the harsh critics. Who are they, right? Most harsh critics, unless they're paid to be critics, are just jerks. And we really don't need to listen to them. But why are people critical? Most people are critical just for maybe 4 reasons. The first reason is self-boasting. Like most critics, they're braggarts. They like to say, you're not good enough, I do a much better job. Well, fantastic, good for you. Go do a better job out of my vision, please, right? It's like, don't worry about the self-boasters and the narcissists. You don't need to be concerned about them. They have nothing to add to the direction in which you're going in your life, right? So just focus on your own thing. Don't worry about the couch critics or the apathetic advisors on the sidelines of life. They really have nothing to contribute to you. Unless you've asked for constructive feedback, and don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, I think the second reason people become critics often is because it's self-protection. They're critical of you because they see something outstanding in you or something remarkable or something different, and they're scared of different because they're comforted in their own thing or it challenges their own beliefs or their own behaviors. Seeing you excel, seeing you have the boldness, the freedom, the joy, the ambition, the guts, the integrity, the courage to put yourself out there. So they're like, oh yeah, who do you think you are? So they try to knock you down to their level. Do you need to be concerned about those people? No. What's the third reason? I think the third reason people do it is sometimes they're just critical, but they're critical out of ignorance. They actually don't know you. They don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know anything about your area of expertise or the thing that you're trying to share in the world. And so why be concerned about what somebody who has no knowledge about you or what you're doing has to say? And the fourth reason people do it I think is because they actually do want to provide value. They want to give you some direction to protect you, to care for you, and they don't realize that sometimes the way that they do that, their tone might be condescending, or maybe the way that they do it does hurt you or does limit you, but they didn't intend it. They weren't trying to be a tyrant to you. They're just maybe a little unconscious or lack some emotional or social intelligence. For those people, pity them. But the rest of them, ignore them. You know, I think give some of those people who are trying, give them patience and pity. The other ones, don't give them patience and don't give them a time and attention. And that sounds harsh to say, and I'll be criticized for it, of course, but that's what I believe, so I'm gonna say it. You know, I want you to go say what you feel like with the world. Go give yourself to the world without concern about what the world thinks about you so much, because if you don't, if you limit the expression of who you are and what you have to give in the world based on a couple people who might criticize you, what have you done? You've sunken below the lowest common denominator of mankind. If we all shrunk in our ability to serve because what some people might think, where would we be as humans? Go out and be great and never apologize for it.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.